Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And normally Lisa Newell, who is the publisher, is with us. But every once in a while, we get a special treat. Melanie Cormody, who is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News, is with us this morning. And she joins us. So, Melanie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to have you. So you got a story about a community historical sign that neighbors kind of pitched in to help figure out or fix?
Yeah. So the Santa Rosa Shores community, they have a sign that's located on Highway 98 and College Parkway. It's on the highway next to the Winn-Dixie. Well, back in February, a vehicle, they're not sure who did it, but a vehicle ran into it and split it in half. Well, whenever they came up with the choice to either replace the sign completely or restore it, the community members said, no, we have to restore the sign. It has a lot of historical significance to the area. It was built by a man named Ralph Gaither. He was a Vietnam veteran where he was also a prisoner of war for 7 years. He moved back to Gulf Breeze after he got out of Vietnam, and he was a woodshop teacher for a long time. And he actually constructed a lot of signs in this area, including a sign in Gulf Breeze. And he was just a pillar of the community, and a lot of people really, really liked him. He passed away in 2019. So whenever they were able to get the sign restored by a master carpenter, and the really cool thing about this story is that Mr. Gaither's friend, Mr. Dave Kessler, he himself is also a Vietnam veteran, and he's also an artist. So he repainted the sign. There's a beautiful picture of a sailboat on the top of it. And it's just a really good human interest story about, the community. They put in hundreds of hours collectively to put this sign back together because it just meant so much to them.
Oh, that's great. I always think when, my wife and I, we go bike riding a lot, and we go by these little neighborhoods, especially a lot of those ones down around 98 on the south side. And it's just like one street, but they've got a sign of some kind. And I always think, who maintains that? Is it the neighbor at the end? Who does the the manicuring of that kind of stuff, or the repainting and touch up and all that stuff? So what a great story. You guys also covered the Santa Rosa County delegation meeting, right? That took place last week.
Yes, that took place last week. Senator Don Gates and Representative Alex Andrade and Nathan Boyles met at the Milton Community Center. It was an overflow crowd. They wanted to hear the legislative and spending priorities from the public. It was a really well-attended meeting, and they heard many varied issues and concerns that were raised. They varied from local problems such as flooding and red clay, veteran services needed, including veterans court. And they also heard about statewide issues like the consideration of removing property taxes and what that could mean to local governments. And also, there are also a few citizens there opposing redistricting before the census as well.
And we also had Chris Dosev protesting to Don Gates about Matt Gates owning his website and redirecting it to a, let's just say an alternative.
That also happened.
which you and I were talking about this off the air, and you said for journalistic purposes, you looked it up too, and it was offline, that it was like the server was down in the last hour.
That was about an hour ago.
We crashed the server. That's awesome. Terrible, all at the same time. All right. Among other things, let's move on. The toll booth, conversation about the toll booth for Navarre Beach, which has brought a lot of opposition, of course, but that's going to be in October, right?
Yes, on October 9th, the Board of County Commissioners, they're going to see a presentation about a proposed toll booth. Of course, a lot of people came to the county commission meeting this past week to express, they're not for the toll booth. They feel like they've already paid their taxes. A lot of the business owners on the beach have said that they've paid, you know, millions of dollars in taxes. They thought that this money was going to be put aside for PD&E study for a new Navarre Beach bridge, but only to find out that this money actually might go towards a study to put up a toll booth instead. So one of the main things that I've heard is we don't want you to tax us to toll us. So they're paying money so they can pay more money. So a lot of people, it sounds like they're planning on attending the October 9th meeting. If they want to protest it, it sounds like they're going to be wearing red. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I'm not criticizing them. I just think that, you know, also the question is, well, do you want a new bridge? How are you going to pay for it? I mean, that's the question. Because you're talking about what? $200-300 million probably for a new bridge. So at least, and you know, it's fine to be against a toll. I also hate tolls. But what's the solution as opposed to what's the objection? I get it. Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News, joins us sometimes when Lisa Newell is not available or on vacation or whatever. Melanie, thanks so much. By the way, I appreciate your journalistic diligence that you wanted to go look for yourself and see what ChrisDosev.com redirected to. I also sometimes have seen an inappropriate thing or two in doing my due diligence.
I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
unsee. All right. Melanie, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
I will see you in the breeze.
You bet. Oh, and by the way, just a quick clarification. As I understand it, Matt did acquire the website originally when Chris let it lapse, but then gave it or sold it to somebody else who is then responsible for the redirect. It's not Matt's who's responsible for it anyway. At least that's what I've been told. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde running through October 5th. Get your tickets at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Back to rolling accident-free right now. Let's see here. On I-10 eastbound, is actually looking good right now through that construction zone on Pine Forest Highway 29. I'm not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, John, I'm going to do a very unprofessional, unradio excellence thing here. Which do we still have tickets to give away to? Is it Jekyll and Hyde?
The Symphony.
Oh, it's the Symphony. Okay, well, fantastic. So here we go. I got tickets to give away to the opening night to the Pensacola Symphony. This is also October 4th. That's why it's confusing me, because both shows are, you know, one's at the Sanger, one's at PLT. But the 100th season of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra gets started on Saturday, October 4th. This Saturday, opening night, you're invited. Tickets are available now, and you can win 437-1620. Call now. Caller number 3.
The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival comes to Calvert in the Heights this Friday and Saturday. Hear the stories, the interviews, enjoy music loved by all, and meet songwriting legends. From Rick Huckabee to Gary Nichols, James Atkins to Mike Magno. Country, folk, bluegrass, rock, and Muscle Shoals influences. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival at Calvert in the Heights, October 3rd and 4th. Admission is free at Calvert's, the relaxed restaurant and bar with great seating and stunning views of Pensacola Bay, 670 Scenic Highway.
I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
She chopping broccoli. She chopping broccoli. She chopping broccoli.
On the other end of our state, the city of Pensacola, they paid almost $600,000 for a large, neat neon Welcome to Pensacola sign. Maybe it should say Welcome to Wasteful Spending.
Or, you know, or we believe in public art projects and we like the idea of having iconic or semi-iconic signs here in the Panhandle. So, Mr. CFO, I'm not sure that that's an on-target fire, but, you know, I suppose it'd be up to the individuals. I thought it was a perfectly appropriate and wonderful thing that they did. There was, in fact, now I got to think about this because I don't know the answer to this. I think the funding for that was not, I'm going to say it and I'm going to get wrong, but I thought there was some element of that had to do with the overall funding for the bridge project and the restoration of what had been previously the Five Flags Plaza. And so I'm not even sure that that cost us money directly out of the general revenue. Maybe it did. You know, he might be right. I'm not sure. But I vaguely remember something like that. So 437-1620. In any case, I like the sign. Every time I drive past it, I think it's great. So, you know, I don't think it's a neon sign to wasteful spending at all. I think it's a neon sign to, you know, hey, cool things in Pensacola. We like public beautification projects. 821 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. We got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, Andrew. Let me get back to my page here. Here we go. Legendary primatologist Jane Goodall has passed away. The Goodall Institute announcing that on Instagram yesterday. They say she died of natural causes while she was on a speaking tour in California. The Pentagon planning to make employees take polygraph tests and also sign NDAs. It's an effort to stop information leaks. The Washington Post saying that workers in the Office of Defense Secretary and Joint Staff will be required to now sign those non-disclosure agreements and be subject to the polygraph testing. And the Israeli Navy intercepting a flotilla of humanitarian aid, which was en route to Gaza. The convoy's organizers say that 20 boats were intercepted off the Gaza coast. About 200 people were detained, including Greta Thunberg.
You know, every time you do that story, it makes me hungry.
Really?
Yeah, because in my brain, flotilla and tortilla are very similar words, and you start getting
and now
thinking
I'm never
about
gonna,
Mexican food.
Yeah,
right.
I'm never going to unthink that.
You're welcome. Yeah. That's what I do. That's how I ruin everything with my mouth. All right, David, thanks so much for the update, 437-1620. Speaking of the Doge stuff in Pensacola, the we don't have the report still. I mean, if it's out there, I can't find it. So, you know, I would think you'd put out the report before you'd put out your, you know, here's how to understand the report that you can't actually read to verify if we're saying anything reliable. But Pensacola got dinged for having $150,000 a year to a management company that brings drag shows to the city's Sanger Theater. Well, that is thoroughly misleading. You pay $150,000 to ASM Global to manage a public theater that brings all kinds of shows and performances to the Sanger, one of which, this makes it sound like we're buying drag shows, for goodness sakes. And listen, I'm a big believer in honesty, transparency, truth. And my biggest concern, both about federal Doge and about state Doge, is that it's all a dog and pony show, that it's all, you know, oh, look at these exotic things that turn out not to be really accurate. This is inflammatory and obviously horrible. And, you know, trust us on the rest of everything. That is a pretext. It's political theater, that it's meant to make municipalities look bad as a justification for running the property tax referendum, which I agree with. But when you write something that's misleading like this, it makes me think I can't trust you. Because this is very misleading. And it makes me suspicious that even though you're, you know, my people, conservative Republicans, that I can't trust what you're saying about these topics. It reinforces the suspicion that things are not as they seem in this whole Doge effort in Florida, and that, you know, it's really all just political theater instead of substantial criticism and real efforts at reform. So that's where I am. Maybe I'm wrong. 437-1620. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality cars. You know, for more than 25 years, they've been helping people get into cars that are, you know, maybe 1, 2, 3 years old with low miles and great condition that you're going to be like the second or maybe the third owner of that car. Not the first owner, obviously. But they, you know, cars you can count on, they include a warranty up to 10 years or 100,000 miles. So no worries. You know, it's going to take good care of you. And you can sample a whole bunch of different ones. They have 300 cars. So you can try 5 or 6 or 10 different sedans or 5 or 6 or 10 different SUVs or minivans or sports cars or whatever you're looking for. And what I always recommend is try the things you're going to try. Try a couple of the things you weren't going to try just to be sure. And then try one thing that's like out of the category. I mean, you're thinking about buying an SUV. Fine. Try a minivan. I would never buy a minivan. Okay, we'll try it. And maybe you you decide that's why I don't want one. Or maybe you're like, oh. Never say never, okay? Anyway, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, 29 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, just one of the more funny moments of the Santa Rosa County delegation meeting, just, you know, briefly, is, so, you know, Don Gates is, I'm going to get a number wrong, in his 70s. Okay, he's older. Okay. I don't think he's 80 yet, but he might be. I'm not sure. I don't think he is. Anyway, so, but he's been, you know, superintendent of Okaloosa County. He was the Senate president. He was in the Senate for a long time, termed out, came back, and all that. So it's Alex Andrade, who's now terming out also. He's in his fourth term. Don Gates is in his first term, so he's got one more to go if he decides to run again. And Nathan Boyles, who's in his very first term, and they were kind of wrapping up the meeting, you know, just kind of saying their pleasantries and whatnot.
Senator is one of my fellow, you know, Okaloosa County residents. Obviously, I've been following you since I was a
easy.
As a high schooler at Baker, when you were my school superintendent, and I can tell you that my grandma still has a pair of Gates for Superintendent magnets.
I love her.
In the barn. So looking forward to serving with you as well, sir.
I just love the reaction of the minor pause in the how long he's been following the career of Don Gates, and Don's like, easy. Let's not go in this direction. Oh, thank you, John. 77. John looked up 77 years young. All right. Oh, very interesting story, at least to me. I find this fascinating. You know how copyrights, trademarks only last for so long? I forget which one it is. But anyway, the one that covers Steamboat Willie has expired. The Disney original Mickey Mouse before he was Mickey Mouse, you know, the Stick and Bones version, not the more modern version. But Steamboat Willie has moved into the public arena, meaning that you can publish things around Steamboat Willie. However, Disney is very litigious. Disney is aggressively litigious. Lots of lawyers. They go after everybody that infringes on their brand. That's true, by the way, not just for Disney, but that's ABC. That's, you know, everything within that umbrella. I even remember Jimmy Kimmel had Trump on when he was running in 2015. And or I think it might have been 2016. It was right around that time, maybe January. And he had written a children's book in Trump style and had Trump read it. And I posted a video of that, and it shared massively. Like, I was getting friend requests from Finland and stuff. It was crazy. And then I got a note, due to community standards, this has been removed by the proprietary owner of the copyright. I'm like, oh my, you guys are so dumb. How much PR this brings you, and you took it down. Anyway, they're that litigious, right? Always out trying to protect their brand. Well, Morgan & Morgan, you know, the law firm, wanted to do an ad that would, as I understand, it was kind of like having, you know, early 1928 version of Mickey Mouse, like kind of crash into something and call us if you need an attorney. You know, it's kind of the premise of the ad. Well, they were concerned that Disney might sue them, even though it's in the public domain. And so they basically wrote a letter to Disney and said, hey, would you guys at least confirm to us that you're not going to sue us if we run this ad? Here's the ad. Are we okay? And Disney's response: Disney's policy is typically not to provide legal advice to third parties. Without waiver of any of its rights, Disney will not provide such advice in response to your letter.
Just a yes or no.
So I would say that Ryan Jenkins would describe that as not using all of your fingers.
That is very good. I like that description.
So Morgan & Morgan have asked a judge to weigh in, saying Disney's history of aggressive enforcement of intellectual property rights, including recent trademark litigation against third parties using the same public domain work, combined with Disney's refusal to disclaim an intent to engage in enforcement against Morgan & Morgan's proposed use, has created a real, immediate, and substantial controversy. Morgan & Morgan faces a credible anticipation and threat of litigation that's causing ongoing business harm and chilling its lawful use of public domain content. This is a weird case because, on the one hand, there is a theoretical sense in which if you use Steamboat Willie, you could be misunderstood as representing the Disney brand, and they could sue you for that, even though the character is in the public domain. And so Morgan & Morgan is trying to get a pre-approval from the court to declare that what they want to do with this brand is lawful for them to use. And that's a weird thing to go to court to seek because nothing's happened yet. And courts don't usually give, like, advice. Like, you go to the attorney general to give an advisory opinion. You don't go to the court to ask them because nobody's been harmed. Nobody's got standing. No lawsuit or controversy exists. Although that's, of course, I mean, Morgan & Morgan's not dumb. They know everything I'm saying. So I'm curious what their legal theory of seeking remedy from the court or ruling from the court is. But very interesting case, in my mind.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Government shutdown day two. Senate Democrats say they won't be bullied into a government funding extension that doesn't restore health care, waste, fraud, and abuse cuts. GOP Senate leader John Thune tells Fox.
It's clean. It's nonpartisan. It is short term. It has no gimmicks. We didn't put any partisan riders on it. I mean, this is something that should be a no-brainer.
The Washington Post suggests Democrats are walking into a trap, and now President Trump has posted he's meeting with OMB Director Russ Vogt today to determine which agencies should be cut, saying, I can't believe the radical left Democrats gave me this opportunity. Air traffic controllers working without paychecks. And at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night, a Delta regional jet on the taxiway collided at low speed with another Delta jet, its wing clipping the other's nose cone and fuselage at an intersection with visible damage to both, one minor injury to a flight attendant. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got, looks like partly cloudy skies, 71 degrees here in Pensacola. We've got our forecast on the way with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes, and we will get to that soon. Pensacola police yesterday responding to a bomb threat. This was near the Lakeview Center.
An individual approached a Lakeview employee and said that there was a package on a table outside of the building that had a bomb in it. They contacted us and officers responded. We evacuated that building and several others around the package. EOD specialists responded. They took an X-ray of the package and determined that there was nothing inside.
And that is PPD's Mike Wood, who says that they always err on the side of caution in these types of cases. Police now looking for the person who reported the suspicious package for some additional questions, and officers ended up giving that all cleared about 6:15 last night. Day two of the federal government shutdown. Reports are that you can still go to Fort Pickens and Johnson Beach at the Gulf Islands National Seashore. The National Park Service says they are trying to keep the parks open as long as possible, although park services such as the campground at Fort Pickens are closed. Military installations such as NAS Pensacola also currently closed to the public. Well, the results of the state's DOGE investigation into the city of Pensacola are out, and the state citing two large so-called wasteful expenditures in the report. The first, money spent on the management company overseeing the Sanger Theater. The state says $150,000 per year is spent on a management company that, quote, brings drag shows to the city's Sanger Theater. The drag show, of course, has been a controversial topic in recent weeks. It's planned for this December. Residents both for and against that event have packed city council meetings to voice their opinions. The second expense cited in that report, a $300,000 equity-focused strategic plan and survey. Two students at Booker T. Washington High School had to be taken to the hospital after having issues due to a vape this week. The students passed out at school, the first on Monday, the second on Tuesday. And officials say both students were exhibiting strange behaviors before collapsing. Police say the vapes were laced with amphetamines. The vapes have been sent off for further testing. Well, the Bay Bluffs Restoration Project is moving right on along. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this story.
The city of Pensacola is asking residents to participate in a public listening session. This is regarding the restoration of Bay Bluffs Park. The session is scheduled on October 22nd at the Victory Community Center. The project is backed by a $2.2 million state grant, enabling the city to restore public access to the park, which has been closed for 2 years due to unsafe conditions. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, a former state employee suing after being fired due to a social media post. Former FWC biologist Brittany Brown was fired last month after making an Instagram post about the murder of Charlie Kirk. The FWC says the post was not in line with the FWC's values or mission. Brown's lawyers are claiming that the firing violated her right to free speech. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We are rolling accident-free right now. Taking a look at the big board, not seeing any delays, either I-10, I-110. They're all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much. Our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with a high near 85 degrees. 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, another 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise sunny skies, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Going into Saturday, a bit breezy with a high near 82 degrees. 30% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon, low near 71. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. It's 70 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And your money now, looking at our opening market numbers here. The Dow is up by 78 and a quarter points at 46,519.36 today. S&P 500 is up 18 and a quarter points at 67,29.56. NASDAQ up 117 and a half at 22,872.805. Taking a look at our 10-year bond rate, up slightly, 2.716% today. Gold price is up 19.10 at $3,916.60. Silver price is up 21 cents, $47.89 today. Crypto up across the board. Bitcoin up almost 2,000 today, up about $18.99 at $119,428.09. Ethereum's up 68 bucks. Solana's up 6. Dogecoin up by almost 0.75 cents, and XRP up by a couple of pennies as well. Taking a look at our financial headlines for today, some congressional lawmakers asking for their own pay to be withheld during the government shutdown. Among the lawmakers refusing pay currently are Republican Senator Ted Cruz, Democrat Senator Andy Kim, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik. In a letter posted on X, Cruz said it's not right for lawmakers to be paid during a shutdown if service members are not. The government shut down, of course, just after midnight on Wednesday. The Trump administration delaying a 100% tariff that it threatened to impose on drug makers. Last week, the president took to Truth Social and said the administration would be enforcing the tariff unless the drug maker is in the process of building a manufacturing plant in the U.S. The tariff is currently delayed. A White House official has emphasized the president's commitment to lowering drug prices. And new employment data from ADP adding to concerns about the labor market. The payroll processing company reporting 32,000 jobs were lost in September, which marks a surprising decline. The weak labor market comes after recent gross domestic product and unemployment claims offered a slightly more positive outlook for the economy, and Wall Street estimates expected growth of about 45,000 jobs. 8:38, your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with Pinair Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at Pinair.org/auto-refi. That's Pinair.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PINAIR for complete details.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Do you use GPS? When you're driving, do you use it near your home? We had an interesting conversation with Sheriff Simmons on Tuesday about how, you know, a lot of the young cadets, young deputies, they don't have a lot of driving experience, but also they have experience using GPS. And so they haven't grown up using physical maps and learning street names and having to memorize locations and things. It's, you know, when you always have the lady to ask and tell you directions, then you know, you don't have to actually learn the street. So I'm just curious, 437-1620, do you use GPS, like, at all? And do you use it when you're, you know, near your home? You know, I can imagine some people use it to go to, you know, places they're not familiar with, but maybe they don't turn it on when they're just going to the grocery store. But I am curious, 437-1620. This is a topic suggested by John Pickens. So if it works well, he gets all the credit. And if it works poorly, he gets all the blame.
Appreciate that, bro. I really do.
John.
Yes.
I picture you using GPS to walk from the living room to the kitchen.
No, I can actually navigate that myself. I'm pretty good
but
at that.
But if there's a technology to help you with it, I would think you would use it. If your new Apple iWatch pedometer, you know, 1643, tells you that you should turn left at the wall and then walk forward six paces, I think you would do it. I think you would use that.
Of course.
See?
I mean, come on, man.
Okay, so in your car, though.
Yes.
GPS?
I use it.
Always?
But only not around where I know, not to go to the grocery store or something like that. But if I'm going to a business or to home to pick up my son or something that I don't know what, you know, where it is or whatever, I'll definitely use that.
Okay. Do you use it more now than like it's, I mean, it's very usable, right? It's, you know, do you use the voice to tell you directions?
Well, of course. And I argue with her.
That's That's not the fastest
Felicia
way.
Felicia will tell you that.
That is not the fastest way. All right, Meg, 437-1620, do you use GPS? Do you use it everywhere? Do you use it like in local, right around your house kind of stuff?
No, not really. I don't use it locally at all.
Do you use it ever?
Just if I'm taking a long trip and really don't know once I get out of this area.
Yeah.
And then occasionally I'll have an address, like John was saying, maybe that I don't know where it is in Pensacola. But generally speaking, I don't really, fortunately, don't need it. The only things I remember when I first moved here, if I'd had GPS, mm-hmm. I would have loved to have had it because I was on Bayou and Bayou turned into Brent.
Oh, God, yes.
Beverly turns into Softly Field, turns into Michigan.
Yeah,
yeah. I never turned. I don't know where I am. I was so upset because I have a good sense of direction. I was like, I swear I didn't turn. Why is the name of the street changed? So that would have been helpful then, probably.
I was asking my wife, we were talking about this question the other day, and she said, do you remember when we first moved here and we were driving around town and you were on Blue Angel Parkway?
Yeah.
And we were driving, and you're like, I have no earthly idea where we are.
It's very confusing. So if I was new here, I probably would use it all the time.
I gotcha.
You didn't have one of those Garmins or TomToms or whatever they're
called. Come on, John.
I mean,
do we not even know each other?
We do, but I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely not. No. In fact, I had never used the directions feature on Google until visiting our son in South Carolina, I think. I have never used it.
That was recent.
Yeah, that's all like within the last couple months.
I had a funny thing happen to me when I was at the Gulf Breeze Chamber.
John is having a conniption fit.
What?
I can't. I don't like it. I hate it. I hate the GPS. I hate it all.
And it's not always accurate because I had an experience too. I was at the Gulf Breeze Chamber and their office used to be right across from Starbucks. And this couple comes in and they said, we can't seem to get to the beach. And I said, well, you just have to go over the bridge. But our GPS says when they get over the 3 mile bridge to take a left and go back over.
Oh, my gosh.
So they did it about four times.
I'm trying to remember where this is locally. One of the military installations has on the fence, on the barbed wire, on the perimeter where it's a federal facility, it says, this is a federal facility. Do not drive forward. Your GPS is wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I love
Which
that.
Which is, you know, kind of fantastic. No, yeah. I am an anti. I don't like the woman. I don't like the voice. I don't like change it to a man. I don't care. Even if it's Samuel L. Jackson, I don't want to hear it. It's always annoying to me. It's never the right information in the right way. I will occasionally use the feature, but I'm not a fan. I would really rather not use it. And partially it's pride because I love knowing where we're driving. I love knowing where we're going. By the way,
do you still have the paper map?
I was just going to ask him that.
No, I use the map itself.
Great minds think alike.
I do have a paper map in the car, though. I actually still
seriously?
Have maps. I still have maps in my car from Phoenix and Arizona, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, I think I got rid of some recently, but
right.
In case we ever go back. Oh, no, I love a paper map. Big fan.
I do, too.
So, but here's the one part. When you have the MapQuest or the directions or the GPS or the Google or whatever, you don't learn the route. You don't learn the streets. You can't get back there again very easily. This is just like when, actually, let's hit traffic and we'll come back. Traffic on the fives. John, confused look. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I can go back there without it. Okay. Anyway, no accidents to report to you right now and no delays either. Everything is flowing smoothly if you know where you're going.
If you do.
I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Okay, here's the scenario. I tell you go to a place and you have to figure out how to go there and you get there. You can go back because you did it yourself, right?
But right. I'm still driving.
John,
just
answer the question.
Yes.
Ooh.
Start step one.
Yes, Danielson. Yes, Sensei.
Now step two. Talisha, your girlfriend, mm-hmm. she figures out where to go, and she tells you all the directions: left, right, turn here, whatever. Can you get back there on your own?
That's a good one.
There's no chance, right?
I'd be like left, right, what?
Because you didn't do the thinking, and you didn't have to know it, so you don't know it. Same problem with the GPS. You've outsourced your brain. And I like to know where things are and to be able to get back to them and understand them. And I would rather just do it myself. But that is 100% true. You don't learn it. And my kids don't know street names and the deputies don't know street names and because you don't have to learn them. 437-1620. All right. So let's see. GPS, also known as a good pork sandwich.
Oh.
Available. In the big deal at Sonny's Barbecue. Aw, Dan, thanks for that. Now we're all hungry for Sonny's. Only when I'm going somewhere for the first time is when I use GPS. Somebody says, I can easily use a map, but GPS is beneficial, especially for traffic jams on road trips. Now, that's true. I will pull it up to see, like, if there's two, we're going a ways, and there's two routes we can take, I'll pull it up to see, well, is the bridge backed up today, or is I-10, you know, broken again today? You know,
because you're going into Atlanta, it's a good thing to pull
up.
Yeah,
that's for sure. That's true. Although even there, it gets it wrong sometimes. Like,
sometimes
you
I
know,
like
which
the
is the faster route is not always the faster route.
Mm-hmm.
I use it locally only when I don't know how to get there. Somebody says I use it locally frequently just to track for traffic accidents. Okay, I use GPS. These are all different texts, by the way. I use GPS mostly for traffic, crash information, reroute information for commutes. Oh, I will tell you, not the directions feature, but the GPS feature. When you're on an interstate traveling, and there's a problem. Oh, I get right on the map and find a way to drive around, because I am the person who cannot stand to sit in stop-and-go traffic. And I would rather drive a half hour around on side roads to avoid the 10-minute delay. I know I'm weird, but I know I'm not the only one, because I sit in traffic and just, it's unpleasant. But a lot of times you can really, you know, beat it and get ahead of it. So I don't use GPS. I actually look at a map if I'm going to a place I don't know. John, this topic sucks.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But it says, and then they said you should have been talking about the drag show. What would your drag name be? Oh, that's funny. Just kidding. They're just messing with you. They said, I do use the GPS app called Waze. It alerts better than other apps with traffic, police activity,
Waze
debris in the road.
One.
I will say the police activity ahead part is kind of weird to me. How do they know?
Because you report it. You hit
a
button.
It's so weird. It's super weird.
You hit a button.
A button.
A button that uploads to the servers. 22-year-old
sorority girl now?
Yeah.
I use GPS for traffic hazard awareness en route if I'm driving an appreciable distance, but infrequently use it for actual navigation. So far, nobody uses it like right locally when they're by their house, which kind of makes me happy, I guess. I would be weirded out if that were you. GPS if I'm in a hurry. No GPS if I'm just winging it. I use GPS locally to see traffic, not for directions, but if I'm going somewhere I've never been. Pretty similar theme. I never use the GPS on my phone because I know it sends people to the wrong house if they use it to get to my house. But I will put on the navigation map in the car if I'm in a new area. The voice talking in my ear is always very distracting. And AS Pensacola off Gulf Beach Highway in Pleasant Grove is the part where I guess they have the, you know, the barrier up that you can't go. It'll tell you don't go here, don't trust your GPS. Somebody says, long live the maps! Can you buy maps even?
Yes.
At the
visitor centers have them.
But what about like at a gas station?
That I don't know, but I can tell you that our local visitor centers do have maps.
I learned Pensacola when we moved here by getting one of those spiral-bound 50-page maps where the first two pages are the big map and then it's little grids for each page within it. That's how I learned Pensacola, was working on a map like that. And I think, you know, you just don't learn places when you don't have to figure it out.
You can download it to your phone.
How would that help?
Because you could look at your phone.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Looking for a new home? Or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm afraid the TV guide comes to Chenandler Bong.
Actually, it's Miss Chenandler Bong.
morning. It's 8:50. She seems to. Dave and Mary were concerned that Andrew might be having a stroke this morning. Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
What's in your coffee?
Nothing in my
coffee. He won't let me look.
You know what I'm all messed up on today?
What?
I left my phone at home.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Well, and it's. I'm 99% sure I left it at home and 1% terrified that something's happened. But so I don't, you know, I don't have the text. I don't have the notification, all the and just having it, you know, it makes me feel
technology,
very weird.
Huh?
Somebody asked me who works for David had asked me, you know, do you feel liberated and free? I'm like, no, I'm not even unburdened by what has gone before or whatever Kamala Harris's line was. I just don't feel I just feel nothing. All right, 437.
Hints the word salad.
What's that?
Yeah,
I did the word salad, but I did manage to fail to pronounce any actual words. Oh, this is kind of a just interesting story. Follow on to the horrible event that took place with Charlie Kirk getting assassinated, and you know Erica Kirk goes on stage and she talks about forgiving the man who shot and killed her husband, which is one of the most beautiful moments of Christian public activity that I can ever remember. Well. Turns out that you've got somebody else, Tim Allen, of course, famous actor, had heard this and it affected him deeply because his own dad had been murdered and he'd had years of trouble getting over this. And he said, when Erica Kirk spoke the words on the man who killed her husband, that man, that young man, I forgive him. This is he had posted it on X, Twitter, whatever. I guess we're calling it X now. I don't care. That moment deeply affected me. I've struggled for over 60 years to forgive the man who killed my dad. I will say those words now as I type. I forgive the man who killed my father. Peace be with you all. What a... Oh, man, it's just... This is... this topic of forgiveness is so important and so difficult. And for so many people, the ongoing resentment and pain and hatred and contempt and judgment of people who have done you wrong, people who have really done you wrong. And what it winds up being for most people is, I will be happy when they never did me wrong in the past. Which, of course, can never happen. You can never undo what they did bad in the past. And so there has to be some other solution to it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Well, there's nobody to forgive because there's no accidents or delays right now.
You can forgive me for being mean to you a minute ago.
I already have.
Okay, we've moved on.
Yes. no delays either. Traffic is looking good. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, so just, I mean, forgiveness is so essential. But also, you know, the Christian would argue that forgiveness is a superhuman activity. It's something that you know, to put that burden on somebody, like you should just forgive them. Is most people cannot. It's something you genuinely need spiritual help to be able to do. In fact, that's why, like, you know, within Christianity, the premise is that forgiveness comes from having felt forgiveness, right? You experience the forgiveness of God through Christ for your sins, and therefore you're able to forgive others. That's actually why the Bible talks about, you know, if you can't forgive people or won't forgive people, it's evidence that you haven't been forgiven and you'll be judged for that. So it makes sense that Erica Kirk, a Christian, would be able to do this. Tim Allen, a Christian, would be able to do this. It's not that secular people can't or that nobody else can. There's, you know, anything that's sort of true in faith also winds up being true in echo and natural things. But, oh, man, it's really hard. And the very idea that you would just sort of do it, like an act of the will, I will force myself to forgive. Man, I don't know how often it works. 'Cause you don't really feel it. You want it to be true. You want to say the words. You want to make it happen. But it's a very difficult thing to accomplish. Powerful when it does. And powerful both for you and for the, you know, the person who did the horrible thing, too, for them to feel that forgiveness. 437-1620, 437-1620. This moment in theology has been brought to you by... No, but...
Brother Andrew.
But look, this is stuff that people deal with all the time. You know, we... Just because something isn't in the news doesn't mean that it's not worth talking about. And, man, I'll tell you, forgiveness is one of those things that within families, within marriages, have short memories, you know. That's and but some people think, well, if you can forgive somebody, does it mean that you don't want to see them held accountable for it? No, two totally separate things, completely separate things. And, you know, feeling that sense of resentment, guilt, blame, to them, hatred to them. I will say this. If you ever, since we're kind of on, I've made us be on the subject. If you ever want to, if you're ever having trouble getting to the forgiveness point, pray for them. And that sounds really hard. And it can be. But just start off, you know, praying for blessings, peace, happiness. Pray for the, you're going to hate saying it. If you got someone in your life that you hate, you're going to hate saying this. But you start down that road a little bit and you practice a little bit. And you, what you'll find is when you get done, the person that you have the problem with or the anger towards or the resentment towards or whatever, it's not that it's not there, but it's like sort of distant. It's smaller. It's less vivid and less pronounced. And that makes it a little easier to deal with. So just, I don't know, something like I said, this is going to never really come up in the news, but because it's Tim Allen, Erica Kirk, I thought we'd talk about it a little bit.